There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, at 3 o'clock, there's a new development in a story we first told you about 2 weeks ago about a 4-year-old girl who became the subject of an Amber Alert after disappearing in what police said was a carjacking in the Quad Cities. Police now say the whole thing was a hoax. The story is new at 3. WBBM's Haley Hansen here at the Anchor Desk with what we found out. Haley.
Lisa, this all started January 16th when state police issued an Amber Alert after Princess Alunga reported her car was stolen from outside her Rock Island home with her 4-year-old daughter Blessing still inside. 9 hours later, Blessing was found safe in the alley outside the back door of the family's home. Now, Rock Island Police Chief Tim McLeod says,
"Poring over the body camera footage, we were able to determine that Ms. Alunga was lying to us from the very beginning."
He says Blessing was at home the whole time. Police have accused Alunga of filing a false police report, but the chief says officers have not been able to find her. Reporting live from the Anchor Desk, Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The new Cook County State's attorney is showing new signs that her office is changing how it's handling some cases, saying that prosecutors will no longer offer reduced sentences if an illegally modified gun was used in the crime.
Looking to combat a 15-fold increase in the number of illegally modified firearms being recovered by local law enforcement since 2019, Cook County State's attorney Eileen Burke O'Neill has now made it new policy to no longer reduce or agree to reduce charges or accept a plea to lesser charges if someone has proven through evidence to have possessed or used a machine gun or machine gun-like device while committing a crime. Devices include extended and drum magazines, ghost guns, and automatic switches, which allow the user to fire 30 rounds in less than 2 seconds. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Bally Chicago being sued by two Texas investors who claimed an initial public offering for a 25% stake in the planned casino is unlawfully open only to women and people of color. The lawsuit also names the city of Chicago and members of the Illinois Gaming Board. The investors are joined in the suit by the Texas-based American Alliance for Equal Rights, a group that has recently targeted other racial diversity efforts in Illinois. Among other things, its group sued Chicago-based McDonald's over a student scholarship that's available only to Hispanic applicants. Leaders of the Chicago Firefighters Union say a text message is giving them new optimism about the prospect of a new contract with the city after years of little or no progress.
Union President Pat Cleary got a text from the mayor. He said it read, "Yo, it's Brandon. Give me a call." Is that the first time that he reached out?
Yes. Well, it was nice that he showed interest in getting it done.
The firefighters and paramedics have gone 3 years and 7 months without a contract, and Cleary says after the conversation with the mayor last month, the city came around and offered proposals, something concrete after coming to the table with nothing to discuss. Would you say that today you're feeling better than you have in the last couple of years?
No, I can't say that, no.
Issues include pay, benefits, staffing, maintaining equipment, and adding ambulances. Cleary said ambulances make money. He notes last year the city collected $350 million for ambulance rides at a collection rate of 40%. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We're on the cusp of February, believe it or not, but dozens of golfers are getting ready for a tournament this weekend in the Northwest suburbs. WBBM's Jim Gudas reports. He's here at the anchor desk with what's happening. Jim.
Lisa, the Mount Prospect Golf Club is hosting the Frozen Open on Saturday. The course isn't frozen because of the mild weather we've been having. Adam Wessel is one of the club's professional golfers.
Everything's still pretty brown out there, as you would expect this time of year. A couple of weeks ago, it was pretty solid out there, so everything would be bouncing. But right now, it's sort of softened up a little bit. It's a little warmer out, like you said, so the course is in great shape.
At least it is for this time of year. Wessel explains why the Frozen Open is so popular.
Got a lot of loyal golfers around this area, and I know everyone's itching to get out for the golf season.
More than 70 golfers have signed up to play in this year's Frozen Open. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Gudas, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The morning crew at a Lakeview sandwich joint got quite a shock this morning from an unexpected visitor.
It's not every day you have a Cooper's Hawk clock into work for a morning shift, but this was one of those days. Annette Prince with Chicago Bird Collision Monitor says she got a call from the manager of Cheesy's Pub and Grub around 8 a.m.
They said that a person made a delivery to the building reported to this manager that they saw a hawk flying around inside his restaurant.
Then a photo of the hawk was posted to a Facebook group and quickly received dozens of comments, like one reassuring people that the bird was simply the latest Uber Eats hire.
In most cases, when these birds, you know, get indoors, they're just confused. They can't find the doorway. They fly up high because high is safe. So the bird may very well just have been temporarily disoriented, and certainly he wasn't laying outside injured or anything.
Prince says a Cheesy's employee eventually shooed the hawk out, and that though they weren't able to examine it, the hawk was likely not inside long enough to sustain serious injuries. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And less than 5 minutes ago, our digital team posted pictures of that hawk on our website. You can see it, WBBMNewsRadio.com. The school day will be a little longer for some Elgin students starting this fall.
Elgin Area School District U46 will be extending the school day for elementary students by 20 minutes next school year. Currently, the school day is just 6 hours long. The school district says the added time will result in an additional 100 minutes of instruction per week. The new schedule means starting August 11th, elementary schools will start 10 minutes earlier at 7:50 a.m. or 8:20 a.m. depending on the school, and dismissal will move 10 minutes later to 2:10 or 2:40 in the afternoon. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WB.
Time for sports now, and here's 670 The Score's Alex Kuhn.
Yeah, Lisa, as Ben Johnson's staff nears completion, today was the day that the coordinators met with the media for the first time in their new roles. 28-year-old offensive coordinator Declan Doyle's rise through the coaching ranks has been rather accelerated. Did the youngest coordinator in the NFL expect that he would be taking a coordinator job this winter?
No, I would say not. I've always felt like you got to be the best in the world where your feet are. And that was what I was, you know, aiming to do. I was trying to be the best tight end coach that I could be.
Defensive coordinator Dennis Allen was fired midseason as the head coach of the Saints after 2.5 seasons in that role, but was known as a successful defensive coordinator under Sean Payton from 2015 to 2021. His defenses are known to be defensive back friendly, a position group on the Bears that Allen likes a lot.
There's a lot of things that I like. We've got some size and length at the corner position. I like the fact that they have some man coverage ability. You know, I think we've got some versatility at the safety position. And so I think the foundation for what we want to do is there.
Former NBA star and Chicago native Dwayne Wade revealed on The Why with Dwayne Wade podcast that he had 40% of his kidney removed after a cancerous mass was detected during a checkup. Wade underwent this procedure 13 months ago. The Blackhawks face the Hurricanes in Carolina tonight. Puck drop from the Lenovo Center is set for 6 o'clock. And in college basketball, the 18th-ranked Illinois Fighting Illini face a road challenge in Lincoln against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. That game will tip off at 7:30. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm Alex Kuhn of 670 The Score on News Radio 105.9 W.
CBS News special report. The NTSB has taken the lead on the investigation of the collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter near Reagan National Airport that took 67 lives. The board's Todd Inman was asked about President Trump's suggestion that diversity initiatives could be partly to blame.
We do not know enough facts to be able to rule in or out human factor, mechanical factors. That is part of the NTSB investigative process.
Inman says flight data recorders haven't been recovered.
It's our understanding that the Sikorsky helicopter is equipped with some form of recording devices, and those will be read either by the DOD or by us.
14 members of the ice skating community died in the crash. Some of them were members of the Skate Club of Boston. Former Olympic skater Nancy Kerrigan is mourning their loss.
I mean, if I know, you know some of the people on the plane, it's even a bigger blow.
CBS News special report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Chicago aldermen today are taking a look at whether and how to regulate and tax sales of Delta 8 and other hemp products that aren't quite cannabis but can act like it.
At a special city council meeting, Health Commissioner Dr. Simbo Ige testified that regulating sales of hemp products would be difficult without manufacturing, labeling, and content standards. There are none. Officials with the legalized marijuana industry want hemp regulated the same as them. But during public comment, Ala Ahmad, a hemp dealer, said they're being falsely demonized by potential competitors.
My colleagues and I have been tirelessly advocating for sensible regulations in the hemp industry. We are committed to promoting standardized testing, clear packaging guidelines, and age restrictions of 21 and older. These measures are essential for ensuring the health and safety of both our children and regular consumers.
The alderpersons are trying to work out what those regulations would be and how they might be enforced. That will take some time. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
LA County, Illinois Sheriff's canine was uninjured after he was kicked in the head during an arrest today. Dano was among the officers responding to a report of a garage break-in on North Gilbert in Beach Park. Police say as officers closed in, the suspect, identified as Jose Pineda Carrillo of Waukegan, suddenly kicked Dano in the head. In response, Dano bit him on the foot. Deputies were then able to take the man into custody where he's facing several charges. Dano was brought to a local hospital for evaluation and later released. He will be okay. That's the good news.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.